Book Review, Strangers Drowning. Reviewer, Ken Barton. A man gives so much of his salary to the poor that he has to look through garbage bins to feed himself. A middle-class couple with two children adopts 20 more, many of them with special needs. A woman donates her kidney to a total stranger. These people are extreme altruists. They don't just make a small monthly donation or volunteer every other week. They make serious, often lifelong sacrifices to help others. And they are the subject of Larissa McFarquhar's book, Strangers Drowning. The title of this book may make you think of a hero who jumps into a river to rescue a drowning stranger. But extreme altruism is not the same as a one-time action. Most of us can understand why people do something heroic in an emergency. It's much harder to understand people who choose to make constant sacrifices. They make us feel uncomfortable. We suspect there is something not quite right with them. McFarquhar's book explores extreme altruism in detail. So why do many people feel so uncomfortable about extreme altruism? Shouldn't we be glad about someone helping others? Part of the reason we have these attitudes is that we like our comforts and don't want to feel bad about enjoying them. We also may feel overwhelmed by the huge number of people in the world who need help. But McFarquhar explains another reason. Most of us really aren't sure if these people are doing the right thing. We believe that it's important to put family or community before strangers, and extreme altruists don't do that. For example, the woman who donated her kidney put her own health at risk, which could affect those who love her. McFarquhar shows that extreme altruists don't understand why the person drowning in front of us is considered more important than the one drowning on the other side of the world. They believe that the best way to live life is to help as many people as possible. What makes this book so interesting is that it's not just a group of stories about extreme altruists. McFarquhar spends much of it discussing the deeper issues around how these people live and think, and what that means for the rest of us. It is a fascinating, complex, and intelligent look at humanity. Definitely worth your time.